I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a guy in Northern California. He stayed to protect his shop from a wildfire, but his water stopped working. So it's like, all right, what are you going to do, buddy? You got a fire coming your way, and you got no water. You kind of need that. He was very ingenious as he used cans of Bud Light to fight the flames and saved his property.
I didn't have any water. I had one barrel with like a little bit of water in it, and I tried using that. It didn't work. When I ripped up the sheet metal, it had a nail. So I was just shaking it up, popping it, and just spraying and throwing it down, grabbing another one. And my buddies always tease me about, drinking water beer. And I say, hey, save mine, my shop.
See, and it's
that guy's awesome.
And I will tell you this, what we don't think about with the fact is that if somebody's shop, because it just happened to a buddy of mine, and I don't know if I should mention his name because I'm not too sure how legal it is to fight your own fires, because I think the fire department gets mad at you when you don't leave an area. But when you have a shop and if you own the property, yeah, you can get insurance, but you can't replace the stuff in there if it's not available anymore to sell.
Oh, okay.
And he had stuff that, you know what, it was difficult to replace even if they gave him money. And that place that burns down, it's going to take a while for them to let you rebuild there, so your business is done. And so he basically said, I am going to fight this fire myself. If you don't, I'm not going to let you let it spread over here because this is my business. I can't. I mean, I'll be really adversely affected even if I do get insurance money.
Did he use Bud Light, though?
He didn't use Bud Light, but, dude, he fought the fire himself.
And he put it out?
He put it out.
That's pretty impressive.
And he's still, and to this day, his business is still open. It didn't miss a beat while there was a major, I mean, a lot of the other buildings around him did go down, and they had to do a rebuild in his town.
Damn.
But he was still open, and he wouldn't be open today, I don't think, if, in fact, he just let it burn down and let the fire department handle it on their own. Now, I know it's not that legal, but I give him credit because who's going to take care of his life than him? I mean, what's he going to do?
Yeah, I have no idea how it happened. I know I'd be thinking, okay, what am I grabbing? That for sure. You know, I don't know how if I'd be able to fight off a fire. I mean, I guess I'd grab a hose and give it a whirl. But, you know, hey, neighbor, can I use your water? Because mine's currently on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever think about that? Like, what am I going to grab if I had to? Obviously, not including living items. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to leave them back.
Right. Well, yeah, I think you'd still grab J-Rubs. He cooks you good
meals. J-Rubs is helpful.
Yeah.
I used to think of what I would grab. I think now, Steve, I would just get the hell out of the house. I feel like everything
there's
I have
not a
is
single
replaceable.
Thing in your house that you wouldn't want to have with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, there's some family heirloomy things, but honestly, I would just make sure I get out of the house because you just don't. I mean, they tell you don't mess around. You don't know when you'd be come overcome. But I suppose for the sake of argument, I would grab my one board game, all my board game stuff that I had painted.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I probably should grab some family stuff like pictures. Maybe I should grab that.
You got them on Facebook.
Yeah, you're right. So I would grab one of my favorite board games pre-painted things because I can't get those done again.
Then I grabbed my wireless phone charger because that thing's sick.
Oh, good call. Good call.
I'm kidding. Man, because everything that I'm like fond of in my house that I would hate to lose are just too big. I wouldn't be able to grab my drum set.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, as much as I'd want, like, I'm not going to grab just one of the drums. Like, that just seems like it'll just be insult to injury. All my goalie gear, I'm not going to have time to pack it back up and grab all that. So I'm trying to think, like, what would I grab then?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's a tough call. I think I might grab, Tatum's got this toy that she really likes, so I think I'd grab that.
Aw. Okay.
It's not for that, like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Cutesy, but it's like, when times are getting a little... When you start feeling a little impatient around the squirmy baby, I pull this toy out, and she's good for like 40 minutes.
So this is survival. Not only are you trying to get out of the house mm-hmm. and save your life currently, but then you're thinking about the next day.
Well, even while the fire's going on and we're sitting out there and she starts getting a little fidgety, I'm like, here, stack the little rings inside the tube. It's one of those things. You know, when each little ring is bigger and one rattles.
I have that one.
Yeah, man.
It's not for me.
Okay. Oh, well, it's great.
Yeah.
We have one, and in our in-laws, my wife's parents, they have a different one, but it's the same concept, and that's the one toy she will play with no matter what.
Are you talking Vicky or the baby?
Yes, Vicky.
Okay, yeah. Because mm-hmm. we have to keep her occupied, too.
So I feel like that's probably my first thing I'm going to grab.
How about you, Vicky? What's the first thing you're going to grab?
I have like over 100 comics, like the traits, not the single issues, but like the big ones. And as much as I love them all, I don't think I would, like, it would suck to lose them, but I could live without them. The one that I would save, though, is the one I have, the Crow Special Edition signed by James O'Barr.
Of course.
I met him at Crypticon one year. We interviewed him for BJJ's Geek Nation. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Crypticon to actually meet him. I showed him my Crow tattoo. Like, it was a really awesome experience. So there's a lot like involved with that, just signing. And I bought a print from him, and there's only like 50 in existence. And
they're
right next to each other. So
oh, so I you can get them both.
I can get them both.
Okay. So
you've
got a
display.
Big print, and you've got a book. You see, Steve's just got this little small thing.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, next thing you know, you're tripping. I mean, it's all right.
And let me repeat again, because I guess some people might have just tuned in. We're not talking about anything that's living, because people are like, well, why wouldn't you grab Tatum before Tatum's toy? I'm like, or Lulu.
Well, come on. You can sell Tatum's toys. You can't sell children on the internet. Come on.
Well, that,
this.
And also, we already said, like, this is just non-living things. The living parts are already out of the house. Everything's good.
Yeah. As far as we know.
Right.
You know, let's be
in theory.
Yeah, in theory. All right, Danny, what would you keep?
Guitars.
Yeah.
How many? I mean, how many are you going to bring?
I tried to get all of them. At that point, I would throw them out the window because I have road cases, so they wouldn't break. Mm. And then I would get out. So I just throw them out the window.
Well, how high up in the window are you? I mean, are you a couple stories?
Second story.
See, this
aim
is
for
not...
grass, because you can still break it with the road case.
Yeah.
I'm taking my chances. Okay. At least at that point, I tried.
Yes.
You know,
that's the issue. We said one thing, and Danny's going to throw out multiple things. Next thing you know, he's overcome by flames.
That's fine.
That's true. Well, you know, it serves him right for not paying attention to the rules of this game.
Yeah, Danny, you have to. It's one thing. You can't be throwing out multiple guitars.
Right. I'd like to take more than just one of Tatum's toys.
Vicky's taking two comic books.
Because Vicky doesn't play by the rules in anything we ever talk about.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. You have to understand that about Vicky.
Okay, one
matter.
Guitar then.
She does what she wants.
Nice.
Well, I did pick one, and then BJ's like, what are you going to do with the print? I'm like, oh, I guess I have to do two, because they're like babies. Like, I can't pick a child.
Well, you said the print was more valuable, like, well, as far as a limited run. So a signed print as opposed to a signed comic that's less, you know, run.
But the comic, I think, is if I had to pick between the two, like, I mean, they're both signed, but for some reason the comic just seems cooler.
All right, we'll take the comic. Can I? And I'll come into your house and I'll take the print.
Okay.
You know, my Traeger has wheels on it. I could roll it. So maybe I have to take the Traeger.
Well, then, are we going to let her play with the Traeger? Tatum's going to be outside getting fidgety. You're going to go, here you go, just cook something for us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Technically, the Traeger is fireproof.
Oh.
Because it already has fire in it. So at that point, I don't think it's going to be ruined.
So, Danny, start storing your guitars in the Traeger, and then you won't have to worry about this.
Or just put some meat in there, so when everything's done, you have a meal.
I like this idea.
I like that idea, too.
This is a perfect idea.
House is on fire. Wait, I just got to throw some steak on the grill.
Honey, what are you doing? Why are you putting everything in the Traeger? It's fireproof, honey. Okay? It's fireproof. So that way I get more things to take with me.
Oh, so it makes why when you grab your Twitter verified wrestling belt. That's a good one, too.
Oh.
Ah, man.
Oh,
that's a tough call now.
Yeah, she can play with it.
She has.
And she might stab herself with some of the pointy parts, but hey, listen, you know, kids got to learn someday.
I mean, that's how they learn by doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. And that's exciting.
Oh, let's bring your daughter in. I'm curious
All right. We'll find out what she would keep.
What do you think it's going to be?
Oh, it's going to be a wine glass. Or a shot glass. Wine glass or shot glass.
Ooh.
See, I was thinking that creepy doll.
It could be.
I was thinking J-Rub's underwear. Oh. The one with her face on it.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, so
I love all of these options. I forgot about my twin doll.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing is so great.
Well, I made a prediction while you couldn't hear what we said, so we'll see if, in fact, I know you very well.
Man.
You take one thing.
It's got to be my stripper pole.
Oh, the stripper
it's
pole.
Why didn't
I think of that? Oh, I'm an idiot.
It's, yeah.
That's the winner. You're right.
It's a good pole. It won't burn.
Right?
So you can just let it stay in there and grab it later.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the firefighters could use it if they want, you know.
Oh, well, they got to slide down something to save the house.
They do, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I thought you had a favorite wine glass. That's what I picked.
Oh, I do. It says queen on it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good one.
But the visual of you running out of your house holding a stripper pole like a javelin
yeah.
is way more entertaining
it's,
to me.
And not
perfect.
Only that, if it happens to be Tatum is there, she can play with the stripper pole, you know, like a javelin and keep her busy.
Keep her entertained.
That
yeah.
way Steve can get the Traeger
She's
and he doesn't
only
have
8 months old. She can't lift a pole.
Well, you know what? She doesn't know that.
This one time I had a baby at my birthday, and that baby worked that pole. I'm not even kidding.
What? Is,
I don't even have a follow-up question.
That,
I'm scared to ask
how
a follow-up.
The, how old was this kid?
Ah, oh, man.
Like two
young.
At least?
No.
So it was a little
old
baby?
Old enough to walk?
A little no, bit. But it would grab onto the pole and like hike, try to hike itself up.
Oh, well, so, well that makes sense.
Yeah, it was
kids
very entertained.
Up.
So see, the stripper pole could be
yeah.
helpful.
You can get whatever you want, and we'll bring the stripper pole over for Tatum.
A hard no on that one, but thanks for offering.
Anytime.
Yeah.
I'll always have my stripper pole, even in a fire.
You. Yeah,
it's
I appreciate
completely
you.
Platonic. She doesn't, I mean, she's just going to be hanging out.
Oh, she's
out.
Not going to date the pole? Is that
yeah,
platonic?
It's, I mean, it's completely harmless. She's going to be, you know, just hanging out. It's for athletic purposes. She's
Absolutely.
Trying to learn how to pull herself up.
Even at 7 months. Exactly.
She's able to sit up right now. It's pretty cool.
See, well, if you had a stripper pole first, she'd be able to do so much more. What kind of a parent are you?
Yeah.
I'm a bad parent.
Okay, well, we do it. Well, at least we all can agree on that.
I can bring it in if you want.
One texter says, Tatum won't remember any of her toys in a month. Take the Traeger.
Yeah. yeah. Screw the baby toys.
Yeah.
Take the Traeger. That's it. Yeah. But it is, you know, it is fascinating to think, you know, how many people might actually just can't leave their stuff and will sacrifice their life?
Yeah, at the end of the day, in all honesty,
yeah.
everything is replaceable.
But I mean, it is.
You
know, but
make
even,
sure you save your life.
Even though, even as we talk about this equation, when Danny's talking about it, I'm like, dude, you're dead. You're mm-hmm. a dead man.
He's got to pack the guitar.
Yeah, you're going to throw them out the window. You're a dead man.
This is why I keep Tatum's toy right at the door every day. Yeah. That way, God forbid there's a fire, I can just grab it while
just
we're going.
Just in case.
Yeah.
If you've never been in a fire, and I've never been in a fire, but a friend of mine was, and he told me exactly how it went. You have no idea how quickly you will run out of time to do anything if you don't get out.
One text says, I survived the Kona Village fires in Bremerton. I would not be here if I tried to grab anything. Another
yeah.
person, my house burned down 5 years ago. Phone, wallet, keys, pets, grab and go.
Okay, I agree with most of those.
Which one wouldn't you have got?
You know. If the pet can't get out, it wasn't meant to be.
You are so awful. You just suck.
The pet's more nimble than I am. A cat or a dog is able to get through and more athletic than I am. If they can't get out, it wasn't meant to be.
Well, that's just stupid.
It's not.
It is. You
have
can't
you
grab
seen
your dog.
Dogs, have you seen dogs and cats do what they do? They are much more athletic than I
See,
am.
See, I think a cat can get around really fast and like climb up things. But some dogs are not going to be able to just jump through a window.
Well, if the dog is too big to be able to get out of there, I'm not going to be able to pick him up and carry him. But a little dog can get out. A little dog is super athletic. You don't think? You don't think Lulu could get out of there if she? I mean, if she was injured, that's another thing.
Lulu, I think, would just be right by our side. I mean, she'd be in our arms in a heartbeat. Like I would be okay with losing my wallet, my phone, my keys, everything else, so long as I had Lulu.
I mean, Lassie, she saved everybody from all these calamities. The pets are really agile. They should be able to get out
just
of anything.
Just like wrestling, Lassie's not real, brah.
Oh no, Lassie was real. They had a real actor. It was I don't know if her name was Lassie. It was probably Lulu, but or something. But you know. Yeah, pets should be able to get out just as easily as you can. I mean,
unless it's
a hamster or something in a cage. But I mean, a cat or a dog, you should be able to go, let's go, and they should be able
what
to follow
What if they,
you.
God forbid, they get stuck somewhere, though?
Well, see,
just
that's
grab
a,
it.
That's a problem then because you don't got a lot of time.
That would be the first thing I grab. I mean, child too, of course. But
okay,
sure
one of us.
Good.
My
you
wife
just lost yeah. that argument.
My wife or I are going to grab one of the two children, Lulu and Tatum.
What if you both go for the pet and forget about poor Tatum?
Well, you know, I don't think that's going to happen, BJ.
I mean, you've got to have these
I'm
discussions.
I'm pretty certain that
have
that's
you,
not...
Have you had the talk where you
Someone
sit down?
Someone says pets are totally disoriented during a fire.
Well, and you think I'm not?
Oh, God.
I mean, seriously.
I know. BJ's disoriented right now.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah, you got to grab BJ
Someone
before
needs to
you...
say BJ, yeah.
Yeah, you got to grab him, not your pole.
Yeah. Oh, not my pole's going to win.
Yeah.
My pole's going to win. J-Rubs can grab you, though.
Okay,
he can
listen.
Lift you
as long
better
as,
anyway.
Look, honestly, look. If I mean, I look at my life right now. Look, just leave me there. Honestly, I mean, wait. Come on. You know,
I mean, okay.
I gotta have conversations with Steve every day. Yeah, just leave me there. All right. It's been a good life, kids. I love you.
It's official. BJ is a horrible human being. Just texted in.
Yeah, you
remember
know,
the pets taking a lot more smoke than humans.
Okay. Well, again, they still, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to.
This is why I'm just glad you don't have pets.
I got to put my own life behind a pet. No way, I'm out. I'm going to say it's just like the plane. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first, then help somebody else.
But you're not even trying to help somebody else.
No, I'm out.
You're just running with both oxygen.
Well,
tanks.
I will help a human, but I am not going to risk my life for a pet. I'll do it for a human, but I'm sorry, it's just I'm not going to do it for a pet. I mean, you know, I get some people love pets more than humans, but not me. If you're in the house, Steve, I'll try to save you. But if a dog's in the house, I'm like, I'm out.
What if I say save Lulu, BJ?
Oh, I'll be like, you know what? You deserve to go too. You guys have a great time together. I'm out. Gosh. Yeah, I'll be like, Steve, I don't have time to argue with this. If you want to stay, stay.
I don't have time to argue with this. The man who will argue for hours with somebody.
Yeah, I will.
Well, now we know how to end an argument with BJ. Set the room on fire.
Start a fire.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Jennifer Garner, you know her, great actor.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. She had what, Alias, Elektra? What else is Jennifer
Daredevil.
Garner? Oh, yes, she was in Daredevil. Yeah, that's it.
It's her best performance.
Yeah.
Wow. 13 going on 30, the one you've
seen,
right?
You know what, I take it back. That's her best
performance. That was a fun movie.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Very original.
So she and her kids, and I don't know how old her kids are, but gosh, does she have kids old enough? Because here's why I say they've been watching The Office together, the old TV show. And I mean, I think you've got to be at least a teenager to appreciate that show. Is she old enough to have teen kids?
14, 11, and 8.
There you go. Wow, I always just think of her as this young person that doesn't even have kids yet.
Well, feel good knowing she'll always be young to you.
Good. That's true.
Yeah,
she is, because she is much younger than me. So she and her kids, of course, it's been the lockdown. What they've been doing is they've been watching The Office together. Oh, my gosh. This is hysterical because, you know, I know what it's like to binge watch a show like a lot of us do. And you become friends with these people, especially when you have multiple seasons like The Office. They have 7-plus seasons. And she just reached the last episode and she posted a video and she's wearing a Dunder Mifflin shirt, which was the fictional company that they all worked for. And this video is amazing. I mean, she is crying because she just finished the last episode.
You'll never guess what show my kids and I have watched an episode a day of throughout quarantine. And guess what? We finished it. And guess what? It gave me some really big feelings.
What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Look who needed a big cry. But it's just nice to know you can still just feel so much passion about something, right? So thank you. If you've ever heard of this show, The Office, you should try it. It's wonderful.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
What is she? Is she on crack?
Dude, I think we had two sets of audio running at the same time.
No, that's how it was.
That's how it was?
Yes, that's how it was.
It sounded like there was a slowed down voice in the
midst
of her thing.
I know, it sounded like Satan joined her.
Wow, that's weird. That was her video.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's very I don't know what the hell happened there, but I love the relates in that because she talks about Battlestar Galactica, which was another great binge.
Is that the
series.
Alien from Battlestar Galactica that was in that?
I have no idea. That's weird.
So the Dunder Mifflin shirt, dude, in the last week I've seen three or four people wearing a Dunder Mifflin shirt.
Oh yeah, that's the office that they worked at. They worked
that's
for a
so
paper
funny.
Company. Yeah, dude, I know you missed it, but it's like things that I've missed. Yeah. You go, how do you not know that The Office was huge?
No, I'm not going to tell you that it wasn't. I'm aware of that, and I've heard of Dunder Mifflin, but I just thought it was funny. In the past week, I've seen people wearing different types of Dunder Mifflin shirts. Yesterday, even at Target, someone was walking around with the same one that she's wearing in this video. It's just such an odd thing that in one week I've seen it that many times.
I love that because, you know, she's a performer. And the fact that she can sit down and watch another show that she wasn't a part of and really enjoy it like that. And then they do become your friends. I mean, the show is so well done that you love the characters like they're your buddies. And she's been doing it every day, which I know because I've been doing a similar thing myself ever since COVID started. And I'm about to be in the same position she's in because right back in April, I remember posting on Facebook, all right, I'm gonna binge watch this show, and I'm now in the seventh and final season of that show.
Gossip Girls, you're almost done?
I'm almost done with Gossip Girls. And dude, I'm starting to feel like, oh, no, they're going to be gone soon.
You gave Danny a hard time for watching a television show from saying he's living in the 90s, but you're watching an entire series of something from like 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Right. So why is he in the
Because
wrong?
I also watch current stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you can watch old stuff so long as is there a ratio?
If you remember, whenever we ask him to do anything, he won't because he's too busy.
Well, you said you're too busy watching Deep Space Nine.
Also, I didn't say that. I said I don't want to watch crap. I've got a show called Lovecraft Country, which is actually a new show. I'm going to watch good stuff. I watch a lot of current stuff. Danny does. What does he watch that's current?
Also, I never said
too hot to handle or whatever.
That was good. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I never said I was busy. I just said no.
Yeah, he just said no. Yeah. And it's like he'd rather watch. And he said, "Oh, by the way, I watched Titanic on MTV yesterday, which he's seen 7,000 times."
Yeah. It's his favorite movie.
I haven't watched Deep Space Nine probably since 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, so, and I am watching current stuff too, but I see what you're saying. I suppose it's semi-hypocritical, but since you are the expert in hypocrisy, I will bow to you.
Hypocrisy knows hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Someone says The Office sucks, Parks and Rec for life. Yeah, I've definitely grown attached to certain characters on Parks and Rec. I love the Aziz Ansari character. Yeah. To me, he's just the best.
Yeah, I will.
The minute he starts talking, I'm listening.
I'm going to say this to the texter. You're going to hate me for this, but you can actually like both, and I do.
Mm-hmm. It's possible to like two things.
Yeah, I don't know why you see. I'm just a little sensitive these days because of
you
all the negativity.
Never.
I am. I am just. It's like, why do you got to say something sucks because you like something else? Why can't you just say, you know, what I really like is I like Parks and Rec, and I'd be like, you're right, it's a great show. You know, but you know, somehow I said I like something, and you turn around, no, that sucks. This is better, and it's like, well, I actually like both, but why do you got to be a dick? Is all I'm saying.
Well, they just don't like The Office, I guess. I don't know.
Well, really, thanks. Really, thanks for that expert comment. When somebody said something
didn't get
sucks,
me all worked up because this person said The Office sucks. They like Parks and Rec for
life.
Well,
I know.
Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's just the way he feels.
Well, the thing is, if you're talking about something you like, right?
I see it all the time in wrestling. People are like, AEW is the best. WWE sucks. I'm just like, whatever. I like both. I mean, I'm capable of enjoying both. I don't need to pick teams because, you know what? There's wrestlers on both that I enjoy and I like. And also some that are actually people I know, and I'm like, I'm happy to see them have a career in what they're great at.
My point is this, Steve, if you're on here and going, I like something, and if I like something else, why don't I just say I like something else rather than telling you that what you just told me about and you really enjoy, why do I got to say to you, oh, Steve, that sucks. This is better. Mm-hmm. As opposed to going, oh, it's cool you like that. You know what I like? You know what I mean? It's just a semantic thing, but
right.
I don't know why human beings, after someone has poured out that they enjoy something, you know, like Jennifer Garner's on a video, she's crying, she's teary-eyed. It's an important thing to her, and you know, and we're going, hey, we like The Office too, and so you know what? That sucks. Here's what's better. It's like, well, thanks, buddy, but I mean, I like your show too. But why do you got to be a dick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's. I just feel like that happens a lot, and we just don't need that now. We got a lot of negativity. I just don't. I don't want to hear somebody go, "You what you like sucks." It's like, well, then go F yourself. Don't even listen to the show anymore because I hate you. How about that? That's my new stance. If someone's going to be that way, that's my stance. You know what? You suck. Go somewhere else.
I personally like you, sir, and I have no problem with you saying that you don't like a certain show because everyone's entitled to have an opinion on things.
Not on my watch.
All right, fine. Yeah,
I'm done with everybody's negative opinion. Because I didn't ask for it.
As he says with a very, very negative opinion.
Right, exactly. I hate everyone.
I do. I do. You know? But then again, this is my house. My rules.
Okay.
I'm telling you. That's how
this
I'm doing it.
This is a party that I'm really glad to be stuck at. Then.
Yeah. Well, you know. Listen, you like trolling, and I have to deal with that. So why can't I say I don't like trolling?
Okay.
That's all. That's what I'm doing. So, Jennifer Garner, congratulations. And congratulations to Parks and Rec.
Dude, you ever get so attached to a show that you just want to see a character get killed off?
Wait, you say you ever get so attached to a show that you want to see a character get killed off?
Yeah, I'm attached to the show, but I hate the character.
Oh!
The character on the show.
I'm with you. Now I'm with you.
Because I'm watching that Money Heist show, and there's this one guy that just pisses me off. Even my wife, who doesn't like get angry at anything. And she's just like, when are they going to kill that guy off? And I'm like, I know. They just need to take this dude out. Like, he's like a just a slimy hostage on the show. And he's constantly trying to like start like some kind of like uprising. But he screws everybody else over in the process. And you're just like, just take him out. Shoot him in the face. But, you know, obviously he's there for that reason. Like, he's a great, like, you know, in a weird way, even though he's a hostage and you should feel sympathy for him, you hate him.
There was a character like that on Dexter, and that actually happened. Rev, you watched Dexter, didn't you?
I watched a little bit, not as far as you watched, and I know you really hated the one actress.
Well, and I didn't hate the actress. I hated her character because I really... Julie Bowens, I think. Yeah, actually, you know, you'll know this woman, Steve. She was the wife in No Ordinary Family.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah, well, in Dexter, everybody hated her. Like, the fans were just like, God, Dexter.
Just kill her off.
Kill her. You actually kill people. Why can't you kill her? And then eventually, I don't know if it was season 4 or 5, she'd killed by, like, Dexter's nemesis. If you can believe that a mass murderer can have a nemesis who's also a mass murderer.
Right.
Which was John Lithgow, by the way. It was a great season. And honestly, I felt horrible being so happy because she really wasn't a horrible person because Dexter was the horrible person. She was a mom and had family and actually cared about him. But she was just, I don't know, she just basically ruined the vibe of the show, which is, let him kill people. Stop trying to get in the way.
Yeah, and the Money Heist show is the guy, Arturo. That's the character.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he knocked up one of his employees, and like, but he's married, and he's a jerk to her. Then he's nice to her. Everything about him is so unlikable. And you just, all you want is them to just pop a bullet in his brain. I know it sounds terrible, but it's like one of those things in like a show.
It's a great actor.
Oh, he's so good. Like, really looking back on, I'm glad he's on the show because he elicits that kind of an emotion. But it's just like, oh, I hate you so much.
I wonder.
He's just a fictional character.
I wonder if anybody like gives him a hard time in real life. I remember Mark Hamill talking about he was such a good bad guy in a soap opera that he got slapped by somebody. You wonder if.
Oh, I bet.
You wonder if this actor has to really take a beating sometimes.
I wouldn't be surprised, which is funny though, because then you have a guy like Sir Anthony Hopkins, right?
Yeah.
You see him walk around, everyone's going to go around him and want to get a handshake or a picture. When like his character, he was like killing and eating people. Like, shouldn't we hate him the most?
Oh, you would think we should.
But we hate, like, these character actors that we really don't, like, you know, they're not, like, A-list celebrity. They're not known for being a great actor. They're known for being a great actor, but they're not known for being themselves. They're known for the character that they play on a show. So when you see him, you're just like, I hate you. And you're like, well, he's just an actor. Why do I hate you?
Yeah, I have no answer for that phenomenon. I don't.
Like, if I saw this Arturo guy, I obviously wouldn't be mad at him, but for a second I'd have, like, you son of a bitch. And then I'd be like, oh, wait a second. You're just playing a role.
Yeah.
Like, can I say hi and get a picture?
Has anybody else watched Money Heist besides you, Steve?
No.
Okay, I need more reviews.
I've read texts upon texts from people saying it's great.
Okay, I need from people I know. I just because you, I mean, I want to watch that show. I think my wife would like that show, but gosh darn it, if it's another Steve Klunker, I don't know.
It's got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, 81% from the audience.
That does help. All right, that's a big help.
Look, man, I've steered you in the right direction with a lot of great television.
What have
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang was the only thing that you steered me in the right direction on. That's it.
Also, Tang Day Pootie.
Tang Day Pootie. Yep. I forgot to give you credit for that one. Yep. Yeah, that was great.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.